18th of August, with Sarah, Jonathan, Azita, Ivan, Betty, Peter, Meta, Robert and Sukin.
What is parami and sarami?
Parami and sabarami and sabarami. It's just ordinary goodness.
Goodness as support for parami.
Yeah, very simple. Yes. We just think that that word must bear so big meaning, but actually it's each moment of goodness.
So yesterday we referred to, for example, development of Satipatthana under a Buddha or in a Buddha era, and then lives when there's no opportunity to listen to the Buddha and there's goodness. And you said this could be considered as paramis, conditioned by previous understanding. Would that be subparamis or paramis?
You can use any term. Any term.
And we discussed a little about savaka and the meaning of savaka. So, for example, in this lifetime, we listen to the Buddha's teachings and Satipatthana is developed, perhaps, but not any higher insights. So one is referred to as a savaka. Is that correct? Because we've heard the teachings.
One day,
for many days.
To be enlightened, as conditions for enlightenment.
And, for example, when we were talking about the Bodhisatta in his previous life, so under previous Buddhas, if he developed some Satipatthana during those lives, could one say he was a Savaka of Kassapa Buddha?
In order to become enlightened by himself, or in order to be Savaka?
In order to become enlightened by himself. So in that case, if it's just the development of Satipatthana, but no vipassana jnana is attained, not savaka, just development in order for conditions to be savaka in future, is that correct?
It depends on who that person is, they say. All goodness is parami for what level of understanding. For this person, for become enlightened by oneself, for the other person to be Pajeka Bodhi, and the other for becoming Savaka.
The reason I asked was because of the question about if the Bodhisatta under previous Buddhas had attained any stages of insight you mentioned, then he would have been Savaka of that Buddha, not self-enlightened. But if it's just Satipatthana, not insights, then not Savaka, only as soon as it's the insights attained, then one becomes Savaka.
Is that your understanding?
Yeah. Okay. So that is the cut-off line.
That's what I think.
Yes. That's what makes sense to me too. Also, Buddhaghosa, he was said to be an Aryan in the text, but it's also said that he was later to be reborn, to be a Maitreya Buddha, or to be in previous lives.
We have to find the support for all
these comments, because there seems to be some conflict in that regard.
But I think that that's not important at all. If anyone could understand Dhamma as such, who would he be?
As such?
Like him.
Yes. I have a question about the Visuddhis and the sutta about the chariots and the chariot race. Because we know that Sila, Samadhi, Panya all develop together. Why do they give the analogy of one Visuddhi and then another Visuddhi and then another Visuddhi, Sila Visuddhi and then Citta Visuddhi and then Ditti Visuddhi?
If there are seven parts, could you go to the last part without the first one?
No, but it's not a question of leaving the first one behind and
not
then
leaving.
No. I mean, in a relay race, usually you leave the first.
But what about the understanding?
Yes.
From the first to the second and third and fourth?
Third has to accumulate from.
They have to be developed in order, don't they?
So one can attain enlightenment without Namarupa Parichayana?
Cannot.
No.
Yeah. your question is really about the simile that's used.
The simile, yes, of the chariot. For example, the first one, Seal of Vasudi, people read that and then they say, okay, well, there has to be firm grounding on Sila first.
How can the Sila be Vasudi?
Only with developed understanding. Mm-hmm.
Because the goal is to the eradication of the clinging to the self. So if one still clings to Sila as my Sila, it cannot be Vasudi at all.
Question on the imperfections of insight. In this book, it says there are 10 imperfections of insight, obhasa, vipassana, on account of the following factors. My question on it was, if there's attachment to punya and calm, and one does not continue to investigate arising and falling, does that mean that the development of punya stops there?
Mm-hmm.
But it's a high degree of pain, yes. Isn't it? And it just stops because there's still
moment.
Attention.
Very short
stops
moment.
For a short moment.
Yeah.
But could it hinder the development of panya?
For a very short moment.
When it arises and there's attachment to that.
Who cannot help being joyful at that moment, see?
So that could apply to anybody, couldn't
right.
it?
Right.
It just read like that was
not one is reading, one has one's own idea.
Yes.
And that is not right. Yeah. It's like when one is studying something, one should consider carefully,
yeah.
Not just adding one's own idea. Otherwise, we cannot understand that.
The problem is we view all these things from the point of view of someone who hasn't attained anything. So obviously...
But what about Savaka, the errant one, and the one who hasn't reached that stage yet?
Right, quite different.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So one can see how great Panya must be. So great to see that one lives only in ocean of concepts, in darkness without understanding any reality, until a moment of awareness arises. One can see the difference, and that is the beginning to understand the world as not the world of self, idea, and concept. So one can see that how one lives blindly for how long before there can be the understanding of a reality, just a reality at a time, until all realities can be penetrated as no self. Everything passes so fast, that's all, just live. In the nimitta.
Sometimes I'm aware that I'm living blindly, but I don't think it's really awareness of
that. It is thinking.
Yeah. Yeah.
By developing understanding from hearing, considering. Mm. That's why there is only one way, Satipatthana.
Right. Can we talk a bit about the conditions for the awareness to arise?
Understanding.
Yeah.
Without understanding, it's impossible.
Understanding of what?
Reality right now, that all realities now are not self, just different realities through different ways.
You say understand realities is not self. Can we really understand that though at the beginning level?
Yes, visible object is like this. It's only a reality who can change its characteristic. But one usually takes it for something all in one's life, always something, but actually visible object is just a reality which can be seen through one doorway only.
But we understand that conception first.
Right, that's why one keeps on understanding it like this. Awareness is aware, and it begins to develop understanding of the characteristic of visible object as visible object. Otherwise, at this moment, it passes to the idea all the time. But when there is awareness, it's the moment of understanding. Even if so slightly or very little, it's there. And one can see that it develops very gradually to really understand visible object as it is. Very natural, too.
Sometimes it can be so slight that it's imperceptible, but it's still... developing and accumulating.
Mm-hmm. It's like avicca. It comes all the time, from moment to moment, gradually, slightly. So panya has to be that way too, very gradually, slightly, instead of avicca.
like to know if this is correct. Is this what a friend wrote actually to Azita from something he heard on a tape? He said that, as he understands it, intellectual right understanding continues to condition detachment while we remember the words. If we forget, for example, by suffering amnesia or by dying and being reborn, then the detachment is no longer conditioned. However, actual insight, satipatthana, continues its conditioning effect whether we remember the words or not. Is this correct?
It is developed.
When satipatthana is developed, it has its effect, whether or not there's any...
Nobody can change, nobody can do anything. It's the cause of the development of understanding.
So even, for example, if one was reborn and one doesn't hear the teachings, can one say the effect from satipatthana?
What degree of understanding? It depends. Mm-hmm. Without expectation, whatever arises must have conditions, right conditions for its arising.
So when you say what degree has its effect?
For example,
when
in a day there is no satipatthana, today and tomorrow, all year round. So, is there any expectation to have it before death?
No.
Or when it's not vipassanayana, can we say that it can be vipassanayana then, when no understanding of visible object as it is right now?
I think this is similar to the issue we talked about yesterday in relation to the paramis and developing the paramis in a lifetime when one hasn't heard the teachings. Because the developed satipatthana and understanding isn't lost even though one hasn't heard the teaching.
Mm-hmm. But are we now touching on that issue whether satipatthana can arise without hearing the teaching?
Couldn't be satipatthana, no. But the accumulated satipatthana has some effect. And the words that John used.
So it's the same, like you're asking, same effect in the terms of developing Bharami.
Right.
Suppose we will be in heaven tomorrow, or this evening, in heaven. So it's just like a dream. Wake up and then can hear, or not hearing Dhamma at all. But one can remember sometimes when there are conditions. So that's why it shows that there are different people to have satipatthana in heaven too. Those who need either to give instruction or to talk about satipatthana, or it can arise by conditions like you have developed it in daily lives a lot, and then tomorrow is exactly the same like today in heaven.
Even if one didn't hear the teaching.
It's like today and tomorrow in the world.
But the fact that there's been a chuticitta and a parisanticitta has just some bearing on it, surely.
No, just like a dream, because anyone who will be born in heaven can remember anything in previous life.
They can remember it. Oh, that's a different situation.
But as a human being, it would be different. Because
from heaven to human being would be different,
So when we were saying that the bodhisattva in lives when there was no teaching...
But because they had more memory...
That they haven't developed at all.
You just mentioned to Azita that studying the text is not for adding one's own ideas, and yet we often say that the Tipitaka is not for reading but for studying carefully. When one's studying carefully, isn't that what one's doing, considering and introducing one's ideas?
But not one's own.
I see.
It's come from studying and considering.
And when you mentioned the other day about the Tipitaka being one's teacher, again, you don't just mean the book study of the text, you mean the studying, the considering of the realities.
I think also to add to that, that when satipatthana does arise and there's an understanding, whatever the understanding happens to be at that moment that does arise, it confirms what's in the text as well.
I think the point that Ajahn was making was that the Tipitaka is a teacher, but it has to be faced the same way as the Buddha said about all teachers.
Exactly. I think this is actually an important point, because some people have the idea that if only one can study all the texts and the commentaries, preferably in Pali, and stick to the word, then all the answers will be given. But of course, this is not the real study of the Tipitaka. This is not what you mean at all, because it's not the study of realities.
For example, to add one's own idea, like Buddhaghosa, whether he's arahata or not, yes. See? It's beyond our
knowledge. There has to be right understanding to understand what you're reading, isn't there?
Sure.
So it's a chicken and egg situation.
Well, catch-22 situation. Yeah. Yeah.
I think the biggest problem is that the accumulation of the people who were born at the time of the Buddha to hear his words must have been so great. Mm. The Buddha didn't have to go into a lot of detail with a lot of them. And so we can misinterpret when we read those, because it's not being delivered to us, it was being delivered to someone who had great accumulations. When we read it, we can get wrong interpretation from it.
For example, those who had developed Satipatthana before this life, as soon as they heard the word visible object, they could get it instantly with sati, no doubt for them.
But at the same time, there were others who were not receptive.
Right. Depending on accumulation.
I wonder if we place too much emphasis on the time the Buddha lived and taught, that people had a lot more accumulations for being able to understand the Dhamma.
For those who became Savaka.
Yes. Yeah. But are we implying that there's a sort of a majority of people or a substantial minority?
Just for those.
And
people.
Is that any different to now? I mean,
because if we compare to the amount of the people or the number of the people in India, not much. But according to other realm, yeah, those who became enlightened.
But clearly, as the Buddha had to reflect on whether he would teach the Dhamma or not, because of the fact that it was...
I think that at that moment he thought Dhamma is so deep and so subtle,
who would understand.
Yes. Yeah. That's all.
It was just one moment.
Yeah. Very short moment.
We're at this point where maybe in this age there's only Sotabana, and so that's probably why we can see the result of what the Buddha said.
It's very deep and subtle.
Yes.
Like any time we talk about reality right now, we begin to see how subtle it is, like visible object. For him, he knew everything, how deep and subtle realities are. So just show what reality or the enlightenment is so deeply.
So that's the point of the record of the Buddha having in one moment considered the depth of it and whether it was too difficult for others.
It's just like a reminder for us. Any time when we talk about Dhamma, it's like that.
As you say, even visible object, which is so much of our life.
Familiar.
So familiar in one sense.
Not visible object at all. Something all the time.
So subtle in another world.
Even just one characteristic of a reality. See, other realities, which is like a satarupa, because these 12 are cross rupa, not satarupa. But still, it's very difficult to get it.
We know, like we said the other day, that not only is this taken for utter, but also the clock or the computer or the microphone can be taken for utter. But even when we talk about visible object or citta or dharma, it can still be taken as being something or substantial or for utter when there's not awareness. We tend to think, because we're talking about paramattha dharmas, then there's no idea of utter involved. But even when one has an idea of visible object, it can still be an idea of something.
And thinking just about a moment of awareness of a characteristic, just one, what about all in the day? And when panya grows, each one arises and falls away. Each doorway as ayatana, as tattoo, see? All these.
I think one of the suttas I find interesting was the one where the Buddha gave the person the white cloth and had them rub it, right? And he became in like a sort of panna, right, from rubbing the white cloth. We know that if we were given a white cloth and we rub that, nothing's going to happen.
So the other talks he gave to various people should enlighten them. It's like the white cloth. We're not going to make it by this day to it. You know, it's